Nothing is more valuable than having startup capital or working capital for your real estate business, especially when you first get started. Imagine having money for training and tools, marketing and lead generation, earnest money deposits on deals or down payments, entity setup, interest payments on loans, admin and helpers. Startup capital is critical for any business, including wholesaling and flipping. So in today's video, learn how to get $10,000 in unsecured funding for your real estate business. Coming up.
For a limited time, you can get a free copy of Jerry Norton's Quick Start Kit with everything you need to flip your first house in 30 days or less. Download it now at myquickstartkit.com.
If you're new here to this channel, I'm Jerry Norton with FlippingMastery.com, and this channel is all about ways to help you make money wholesaling and flipping real estate so you can live your dream life. Be sure to subscribe and turn on the bell notifications so you don't miss new videos. Let's be clear, there is no way around needing startup capital to get into real estate investing, even wholesaling, and there is no way around needing working capital once your business is off the ground. It's true that there are several no money down creative financing strategies to do deals without needing any money. I have an entire playlist of videos all about different ways to do no money down real estate. And I'll put a link to that playlist in the description below and you can check it out later. But true no money down deals are hard and few and far between. And if you only rely on those types of deals, you'll be very limited in what you can do. The reality is you need money for coaching and training and tools. You need money for earnest money deposits in order to get contracts with motivated sellers. You really need money for marketing and lead generation and for fix and flippers. Even if you're borrowing securitized money from hard money or private money, you need money for down payments, making monthly interest payments, and even to float paying contractors while waiting for draws from the lenders. When I got started in Detroit 16 years ago, there is no way I would have been able to get my wholesaling business off the ground without startup capital, and no way I would have been able to sustain growing the business without access to ongoing working capital. So on this video, I want to show you how to get at least $10,000 right away in unsecured funding to use for startup or working capital. Now notice I said unsecured funding. This is a big deal when it comes to funding. Let me explain the difference between secured and unsecured funding. A secured loan means that some type of asset is pledged on behalf of the borrower as collateral for the loan. Now, real estate loans are a great example. When you borrow money from a bank to buy a house, you pledge the house you're buying as collateral for the loan. That means in the event you default on the loan, the bank can seize the house via foreclosure, and then it can sell it to be made whole on the loan. Using a bank to buy a car or a boat works the same way. Stop making your car payment and the bank will repossess the car. Securitized loans tend to give the best rate because they are the lowest risk for the lender, but as such, they are also the most difficult loans to qualify for. The biggest downside to secured funding is since the loan is tied to the asset, as soon as the asset is sold, the funding is paid off and you're back to zero. For example, let's say using an asset-based loan, I borrow $100,000 to buy and flip a house. Now, since the house is securitized to the loan and pledged as collateral, as soon as I sell the house, I would pay off the loan, and aside from any realized profit, I would be back to ground zero. If I wanted money again, I would have to do another asset-based loan on a new deal. Secured loans cannot be used to start or grow the business. Now, let's talk about unsecured loans. Unsecured loans do not have any collateral associated with the loan. Credit cards are a good example. While bad if you borrow on a credit card and then don't pay it, the credit card company isn't going to take your house or car. They can't because the loan was not securitized to anything. Unsecured loans tend to be more expensive because the risk is higher. Well, getting a low interest business loan would be considered unsecured. And I don't know if you've tried, but getting a business loan to start or grow a real estate business is dang near impossible. According to the Small Business Lending Index, over 89% of business applications get a denial from the big banks. The good news is there are ways to get favorable unsecured funding for your real estate business without using banks. And I'm going to show you how, so keep watching. Here's why having unsecured funding is so important. Since it's unsecured, you can use it for whatever you want. And one of the best ways to get unsecured startup capital and working capital for your real estate business is from credit cards and credit lines. What's the difference between credit cards and credit lines? Well, with credit cards, you pay a higher fee to take cash out than with credit lines, but you also get a much lower intro rate with credit cards versus lines. With almost all credit lines, you must show tax returns for approval. So they don't work well for startups. Once you've established your business, a credit line is ideal for working capital. And if you know how and can qualify, you can go out and obtain personal credit cards and lines, but there is a much better way, and that's with business credit. With business credit, there are 5 major advantages. First, you can get a lot more money, often 5 times as much in unsecured business credit compared to personal credit. Advantage number 2 is business credit tends to come with 0% introductory rates for the first 6 to 18 months. They do that so that you won't pay high fees or interest during the startup phase. That allows you time to really get your business off the ground and profitable. Advantage number 3 using business credit is a big one, and that is business credit doesn't report to the consumer reporting agencies. Instead, they report to the business credit reporting agencies. And this is a big deal because 30% of consumer credit score comes from how much you actually use your credit. For example, if you charge more than 30% on your consumer credit limit, you can tank your credit score 100 points or more. Whereas using business credit builds business credit while getting money for your business at the same time. And that's a big deal because as you use and build business credit, it's tied to the business EIN and not linked to your social security number. Advantage number 4 using business credit over personal credit is the more you use it, the more you can get. Within just a few months of getting business credit, you can get increases in limits and even more high limit cards. Advantage number 5 is business credit cards come with no personal guarantee or liability from you, and they don't even require a personal credit check. Now this saves you from a consumer credit inquiry, which hurts your credit score. And like I said earlier, business credit often has 0% intro rates for 6 to 18 months. That means you can keep your payments low as you start building your business. Now, I've been a real estate coach and trainer for over 10 years, and what I've seen is most wholesalers and flippers fail within the first year of operation, not due to an inability to find good deals, but rather due to a lack of capital to get the business off the ground and then keep it sustainable as it grows. Having unsecured funding for your business at 0% could save your business, but this isn't something that you want to try and do yourself. Here's why. Most true business cards won't approve you with 2 or more inquiries on your credit report. So let's say that you apply on your own. With each application, you just got another inquiry, and with 2, you'll get denied. So really, to do this right and get the best terms and the best rates, you need an unsecured business financing specialist, and this is where I come in. You see, so many of my coaching students, followers, and subscribers need access to reliable, unsecured funding to get started and sustain the business. And so here at Flipping Mastery, we've made it our business to learn the business credit world inside and out. And that gives some major benefits you won't get when applying by yourself. We know the sources that can get you the most money for your situation. We know how to apply for credit in a certain order and in a certain time, and we can get you approval for the highest limit cards you can get, and we can get lots of them. Here's the bottom line. We can help you get 5 times as much as you could get on your own. So if you'd like a free consultation to see if my team can help you get at least $10,000, then go to flippingmastery.com/funding. And I'll also put that link in the description below for you as well. But there is a catch. You do need to have a business entity, but don't worry, we can help you get that set up as well. You also need good personal credit for approval. As of this recording, if you have at least a 690 credit score, we can get you approved for as much as $150,000 in unsecured financing. Now, if that's you, don't wait. Go to flippingmastery.com/funding and sign up for a free consultation call. If currently your credit score is less than 690, then I suggest you work with a credit repair specialist immediately. Now, I'll put a link to a company that can help you in the description box below. You'd be surprised how quickly you can get your score improved working with a specialist who understands all of the ins and outs of consumer credit reporting. Then once you have at least a 690 score, let my team help you get unsecured credit. Now, I mentioned how much this has helped me in the beginning and even throughout my career as a real estate investor. When it comes to business credit, play the long game. I started with $10,000, and over the years, I've continued building credit and increasing my lines, and now I can finance entire fix and flip projects just with my business credit lines. The key is getting started. Hey, if you learned something new on this video, do me a favor and hit that like button and leave a comment and let me know if you'd like to see more videos about how to obtain unsecured funding. I'd love to hear from you. And if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to my channel. This is the fastest growing channel on YouTube for all things wholesaling and flipping. And I'll see you on the next video.